This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today we are in Glasgow, where British Blind Sport, together with Scottish Disability Sport, are hosting Have a Go Day, which is a really great event. It gives blind and partially sighted people of all ages a chance to give a sport they might have never tried before a go. So it's a very, very good day. Lots of people showed up, a nice turnaround. And today at the event as well, obviously some really exciting sports. Probably one of the most popular ones that really caught everyone's attention has been curling, which obviously we don't have an ice rink here at the Emirates Arena. However, they have gone around it in a very unique way.
Firstly, has anyone ever done curling before? Either on ice or not on ice? No, so none of us have ever done it before.
Curled my hair.
expert
level. Okay, we're going to have a go at floor curling today. Obviously, we have no ice, although sometimes it is cold enough in Glasgow. Right now, in here, it's warm, so we are floor curling. Obviously, floor curling and ice curling is different. These stones are a lot lighter. They're made of granite on the ice, and they are heavy. So this will just give you a good understanding, a good feeling of what curling is, where we're trying to get to, etc., etc. What we would quite like to do is just check everybody's vision, if that's okay. Can you see? What can you see? Can you see at all? And from there, we can take you around the rink, just so you can get an understanding of how long the rink is, etc., etc. We also have a board which we have small curling stones, so you can feel where they are within the rink and the house, etc., etc.
Lewis,
yes.
Can I just ask you a couple quick questions whilst everyone else is circling the rink?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this your first time trying curling?
Yes, it is. First time.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Nervous at the same time as well.
Do you think you'll do well? How are you feeling?
I'll see, because it's my first time. I don't know yet, so.
And you've done, you guys did judo earlier. How did you think that went?
It was really good. I enjoyed judo. I do taekwondo a lot, and it was quite easy to click for me because I'd done taekwondo, so it was quite good.
Is it different?
Yes, it's very different. There's not a lot of grabs in taekwondo. It's mostly more like punching and kicking in taekwondo. Though we are taught grabs for self-defense, but that's about it. Though, not for the whole martial art.
Well, I hope you do really well at curling as well, and I might check in with you throughout the day.
Thank you.
Does anybody know how you play curling? Has anybody seen it on the telly?
Yeah.
The thing with the brush.
Yeah. So it's a team sport, the way we're playing it. So we'll play the two teams of red and blue. So half of you will be split onto the red team and half of you will be in the blue team. Okay, so we've got two teams. And the idea is, basically, the closest person to the middle is the one that scores. So if you're in the red team and the red stone is right on the middle, then that would score 1 point. If you've got two stones that are closest, you'd get 2 points. If you're the blue team and there's a red stone in the middle, really, as a blue team, what you want to do is knock that stone as hard as you can out of the way and leave your blue one there. So we get to be a bit violent. You'd walk to the front, and for those who can't see, until your feet touch the edge of the mat, so you know where you're about to start. If you can see at all, there is a line in the middle that will help you put your stones to start in the middle, and if not, then somebody will be sat at the side and tell and put the stone in the middle for you. We'll then have somebody at the other end who can talk to give you an idea of how far that you want it to throw. Put the stone on the floor of the mat and push it as far, not as hard as you can, but you'll get a couple of goes each to start to try and judge how far. So you deliver the stone, we'll tell you where it lands, and then you know whether you need to give it a bit more and eat some spinach, or you need to lay off a little bit. Scott, would you like to go first?
Okay.
If you come forward.
Right.
If you walk towards the mat, I'll put a stone in the middle. Can you see the house?
Yeah.
So try and deliver the stone, look up, down the centre line, and Dottie's at the end, and see if you can get it to stay in the house.
It's hard enough.
So that went halfway.
I'm known as Dottie Burt, and I'm here because I coach a visually impaired curling group at Kinross on a Monday. The group's been going for about 20 years, and it was started because some VI people asked us after the Salt Lake City win of the Olympics if we could start a group for them.
Fantastic. How did you... You had a couple sessions already today. How do you think it went?
I think it was very good. People seem to enjoy the competitiveness of curling, and it's quite easy for VI people to get the hang of the thing. And we've got plenty of people around to help us, which is wonderful.
And what would you say is the simplest way to explain how we played today? Because we have, obviously, we don't have an ice rink with us here.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you explain it?
Scottish Curling have just acquired a new inflatable curling rink, which imitates the ice very well. It's about half the size of a real curling rink, and we use stones that have small ball bearings on the bottom to propel them along the ice.
And when you have access to an ice rink, where do you play?
I play at Kinross, but there are ice rinks all around the country. There is a VI group in Stirling, and there is a VI group at Hamilton as well. But people are keen to get VI curling on the map.
Do you think, does anyone ever have concerns about going out on ice? Because obviously, do you need to know how to ice skate, or do you just shuffle along?
Everybody's concerned about going on the ice, but every rink has the equipment to make you safe. So we have grippers that we put over our own shoes. They fit all different sizes of shoes, different size grippers, and they have very secure bottoms on these things called grippers, and they make you safe on the ice.
And how many people do you have playing curling currently?
As VIs?
Yes.
Probably it's a nucleus around Stirling and Kinross of about 20.
That's a nice group. Are you hoping you maybe inspired more people today to join?
We would love to inspire more people because it's such good fun, so competitive and socially good as well.
Now, how do we find out more about curling in the area, in this case?
The best way is to contact Rhiannon Butterfield, who's the inclusion officer for Scottish Curling. And if you Google Scottish Curling and write to Rhiannon, she'd be able to help you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.